Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hash it out this morning. We thought long and hard if we wanted to get into this hash it out. Right, Alyssa? Because we always talk about how we are your alternative to politics.
And this one, it's political adjacent.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. We're about a month away from this election, and it's starting to get a little difficult to not talk about some things that are politically related, and that's kind of what John and Kelly are going through. They are married. Kelly, we're going to start with you. What's going on between you and John?
Well, honestly, I want to put a political sign in our front yard, and quite frankly, my husband doesn't want one.
Okay, so is this for like a local election, the presidential election? Which race are we talking about?
Oh, no, this is for the presidential election.
And I don't know if this is a dumb question, but why do you want a yard sign to support a presidential candidate in your yard? Is that a dumb question?
No, I mean, I think it's just an extremely important election. You know, I want to show our support for the political candidate that we're voting for.
Okay. So why is your husband telling you no?
Is he voting for the other candidate?
No. I mean, we're both voting for the same candidate, but he's still saying no to putting a sign out in the yard.
Okay. Well, John's here. Let's bring in John. Tell us your side of the story here. Why are you resistant to putting a yard sign for the presidential election in your yard?
I mean, we are supporting the same candidate, me and her, but I don't know. I don't see the point of a yard sign. You know, I think who we're voting for is our business. And I just don't want to cause any problems in the neighborhood that we don't need.
But, like, what problems, though? It's a sign in the yard. What do you think is going to happen?
Somebody might vandalize our house.
It's not very likely that someone's going to come and, like, destroy our house. So, especially not in our neighborhood.
And why? I mean, why put the sign up at all? I don't get it.
So our neighbors don't realize that we're not assholes. Or maybe someone on our street is also afraid to put a sign in the yard, and then they'll see they're not alone.
Yeah, but if someone else from our neighborhood sees the sign and they're voting for the other candidate, I don't want them to change their opinion about us. I don't want to alienate anybody.
Then we probably don't want to be friendly with them anyway.
That's the part that I hate. I'd rather just not know who anyone is voting for. We could just be neighbors like regular people. It's nobody's business who anyone's voting for but their own.
Well said. Well said, John. I think I agree with John there. It's sad that we're talking about a sign, a yard sign that you want to put in your yard on your property. And John is worried about these things.
I mean, yes, but I do think I'm on Kelly's side here because it's just a yard sign.
I think I'm on John's side.
Really?
I don't think it's anybody's business in my neighborhood who I'm voting for. I don't want to bring that smoke either if I put up a yard sign.
I mean, I get what you're saying, that it's nobody's business, but I also don't think that there's any harm in putting a sign in your yard for who you support. Even when I see signs in yards of the candidate that I'm not voting for, it doesn't send me into a tizzy.
216-474-0104. Have you chosen a particular side here? Would it be Kelly? She wants the yard sign in the yard. Or are you like John? You don't want that anywhere near your house. 216-474-0104. Let's hash it out. Kristen is in Lorain. Kristen, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What are your thoughts on hash it out?
I think, well, Alyssa is right. It is your yard. You can, you know, you should have the right to do whatever you want with it. But I'm with John on this one, especially with this particular election, I guess. People seem to be very partial when it comes to who they want to vote for. And I agree that it's not really, you know, you don't want that animosity in the neighborhood. You know, it's kind of a little bit naive just to think that just because you live in a nice neighborhood that nothing will happen. There's people that are very, very strong feeling for who they're voting for this year.
That is true.
That is so true.
I'm with John just because, you know, it's just little information that, you know, just leave that out. If your neighbor may be the complete opposite side of you. And one thing that I was taught when I was a child, like it was a law, don't talk about politics. It never ends well.
Me too.
It never ends
well. I feel like we all learned that. And I don't know what happened to that sentiment.
Politics, religion, mm-hmm. how much money you make for a living. Like those were always like taboo things you could never talk about.
Right.
And now I think it's because we all have social media and we all have a platform and we can put our thoughts out.
It's just commonplace.
Yeah.
I see it so often that it doesn't even make me blink an eye anymore.
I really hope, like I have this hope that after this particular election, politics will just become boring again to me. Like so vanilla.
I hope so.
And so boring.
I hope that they are so boring and everything is going so fine that, like, I don't even need to worry about it.
Right. Is that naive of me to hope that? Because that's really what I'm hoping.
We can dream.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.